From the open source, it's Talking Game, St. Louis's youth sports show. And now, here's your host, Bonita Cornute.
Talking Game is about youth sports in the St. Louis region. Typically, we talk to coaches and young athletes, but the American Cancer Society is in our studio today. Don't say, huh, what are you talking about? Well, in a minute, I'll tell you why.
There's a veterinary hospital in St. Louis's Central West End that really cares about your pets. The Central West End Veterinary Hospital at Lyndall and Sarah has been taking care of St. Louis pets for years. In addition to first-class wellness services, CWE Vet offers a variety of specialized surgical services to ensure the best care for your pets. There's CWE Vet Dental Care to help maintain your pet's healthy smile. If your pet has an unusual growth or mass, timely removal and biopsy can be an important step for your pet's health. CWE Vet is committed to their well-being. They'll benefit from expert spay and neuter services, contributing to their health and longevity. Orthopedic Solutions on Site is for pets facing orthopedic challenges. CWE Vet is there to support your pet's mobility and comfort. Schedule a consultation today to explore how they tailor services to meet your pet's unique needs. Contact Central West End Veterinary Hospital, Lyndall and Sarah. Visit CWEVet.com. That's CWEVet.com.
It's a combination of fatigue and pure excitement. It really is.
Man, it was loud. It was very loud, I ain't gonna lie.
Our guys just had to dig deep. I mean, it's four games in 4 days. It's an unbelievable feeling walking away with this trophy. I always tell my guys, it's my second favorite trophy out there.
Now the next big thing is the ring. So yeah, we're looking forward to it in March.
Lauren Bryant was a young athlete. Today, she is the Senior Community Development Manager at the American Cancer Society. Lauren, welcome to Talking Game.
Thank you so much for having me. Happy to be here.
We appreciate you taking a minute to join us to talk a little bit about what you do at the American Cancer Society and the whole program of Coaches Versus Cancer. Yeah. First, talk about your youth experience. You were an athlete, a youth athlete yourself?
Yes, I grew up playing every sport possible, soccer, basketball, volleyball, softball, and went on to play in high school, and then I played volleyball at the collegiate level at Webster here in St. Louis, and then I coached volleyball for a couple years at the high school and collegiate level as well. So been a big sports family and sports person my whole life, so I've really found a passion in that, and it felt like carrying that over into adulthood was a good way to go.
And then you ended up working at the American Cancer Society. What is your role as the Senior Community Development Manager?
Yeah, so what we do is we are planning events, we are fundraising, we are spreading awareness about the American Cancer Society through that role. And you know, like so many of my other coworkers, I have been touched by cancer in my family. Very specifically, I have a cousin who's just a few days younger than me, grew up kind of like sisters. She was diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer right shortly after we turned 30. And so she's been battling for 10 years and she's doing great. But, you know, seeing someone close to my age and in my family be diagnosed and what she's gone through, it really changed my perspective. And I had been a nonprofit previously, but I really felt a calling to the American Cancer Society because of her.
When you speak of her, what was it that you saw and watched? And over, I guess the hardest part maybe was the early part of that 10-year period.
Yeah, and I, you know, the initial diagnosis being so young is just a shock, I think. I think in most of our minds, it was always kind of something that happened to like our parents and our grandparents and aunts and uncles. And, you know, seeing it happen to somebody your age and so young, it was really impactful for me. But she had two young twin boys at the time as well. So being a newer mother, you know, what she had to go through, And to be honest, again, because of how much has changed over the years, hearing when she received that stage four diagnosis specifically was pretty jarring for her and the rest of us as well, because I feel like we have a understanding that that usually means something very serious right away. Mm-hmm. And what I've learned through her journey and working at the American Cancer Society is that does not mean the same thing that it used to mean, you know, 20 years ago.
Really? So it is a matter of improving the treatment, medications, and approach to the cases?
Yeah, absolutely. I will not remember the name, and I should, but there's actually a drug that was created by American Cancer Society researchers that my cousin takes or used to take. And for some reason, the first time I heard it at work, I recognized the name as something that she took, and she's probably taken so many medications, so I'm not really sure why that one stood out in my memory, but for some reason it did. And so seeing tangible things happen, it's not just this like arbitrary fundraising and we don't know where it goes and we don't see the results, right? So the American Cancer Society is the number one funder of cancer research, private funder of cancer research other than the government. So we're really proud of the things that are happening with research at the American Cancer Society along with our programs.
Well, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about one of those programs, the Coaches Versus Cancer, something that's done nationwide. We'll be right back.
Stop smoking. Lose weight. Stop worrying. Find peace of mind. Changing behavior is tough. You've tried it many times. Well, there is help. Renowned psychiatrist George Hewlett developed a method of self-hypnosis and guided meditation that has helped many people. His method is now available online. Presented by the Worldwide Talent Group, these meditations are available wherever you listen to music. iTunes, Amazon, Spotify, YouTube. It's there. Stop smoking, lose weight, find peace, avoid panic attacks, and more. Simply Google Worldwide Talent Group Meditations. In approximately 15 minutes, you may begin to feel some relief. See the tremendous list of meditations. Search Worldwide Talent Group Meditations. That's Worldwide Talent Group Meditations. And feel better.
Welcome to the Simon Center on the campus of Maryville University and the 2023 Coaches Versus Cancer Holiday Tournament.
Joining us is Lauren Bryant, and we're talking game with a different undertone in that this is an organization or a program that addresses a very serious health issue in our community, but we're looking at the athletic connection to it. Tell me what Coaches Versus Cancer is.
Yeah, so actually, Coaches Versus Cancer had its 30th anniversary in 2023. It was started by Norm Stewart from Mizzou. He received a cancer diagnosis and did not want to just sit with that. So he connected with the American Cancer Society, and we now also have the partnership with the National Association of Basketball Coaches as well to create this nationwide program. And it looks different depending on where you go. It kind of started as a Division I basketball men's program to bring awareness and do some fundraising. And now if you look across the nation, there's so many different versions. There's some people host golf tournaments, some host galas, you know, there's different varieties of things. But here in St. Louis, I think we have a pretty special version of our event that I'm really proud of. So yeah, we do a 16 team high school basketball tournament. It's called the Coaches Versus Cancer Holiday Tournament. Mm-hmm. It has been going on for well over 10 years. We have an amazing group of volunteers, many of which are made up of the Association of Basketball Officials and Football Officials. So these guys have come in and really turn this tournament into a premier athletic tournament in the St. Louis area.
16 teams from St. Louis, all high school teams. Do the players get a better understanding themselves of what cancer is and how important it is to raise awareness?
Yeah, so I think that's one of our biggest goals with this event, is really reaching more of a youth audience, because we're trying to meet them where they are. So through sports, through things that they're already interested in, but how can we take that and really share a message with them of importance, healthy lifestyle, and how that can prevent cancer. Research and screenings is a big thing that the American Cancer Society talks about. So just really getting that message in front of them early, because those kids have friends that have diagnosis, they have parents, they have loved ones, neighbors, teachers. So it is happening to them as well. And we want to make sure they have good information to take with them.
You speak about healthy lifestyles. You would think that that's a natural for an athlete, to eat right, to exercise and avoid alcohol and smoking. But you still have to put that, instill that in their minds.
Yeah, and I think just like making the connection to like the cancer part of it specifically, right? So sunscreen, and all those types of things, and just being able to talk about how the choices they make now really can impact their health long term.
Such as potato chips in particular, but yeah. You know, that type of...
Yeah, we definitely try to get as much education about those things in front of them as possible.
Okay. And the screening you alluded to earlier, how do people need to approach screening? I mean, it's different for men and women.
Yeah, it's definitely different. I think ultimately what we would say is consult with your doctor. Everyone's situation is different, but there are national guidelines that ACS has adopted through research with doctors, and that can all be found on cancer.org for every specific, you know, man, woman, what ages are recommended. But I think at the end of the day, really, it's about consulting your doctor and your specific situation. But the American Cancer Society just did a really big campaign called I Love You, Get Screened. And it was the simplest message we probably could have shared, but it was really impactful, and just realizing that if things are caught and they're caught early, they're treatable now. Whereas if you don't get screened, if you don't listen to your body when it's telling you something and go get it checked out, you know, you might have a harder road later.
Thinking about myself, you always want to avoid hearing bad news, so you figure I'll just ignore it and not even address the issue until it starts to hurt or I can physically see something. But you're saying you want to check before you get there.
I mean, I encourage everybody I know, if they have anything that they're questioning, go get it checked out. It's better to get the answer, even if you don't like the answer, it's better to get that right away, because there are so many forms of treatment and medicines and things that can be done to make it not as bad of a situation.
You talk about Norm, Coach Mizzou. Is he continuing to work with this program?
Oh, yes. He has been involved for the 30 years. So we actually had the honor of hosting a little dinner a couple months back in honor of the 30th anniversary. So some coworkers of mine and I went down to Columbia. We hosted this meal, and it was really cool because we tried hard to get some of the coaches that he coached with to be there, but it was in the middle of the season, so they made a video. And to watch him watch the video of all these coaches that know what Coaches vs. Cancer is, they know the mission of the American Cancer Society because of Coach Stewart and his, you know, drive and determination with this program. It really is amazing. I mean, Coaches vs. Cancer in 30 years has raised $155 million.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's because of him. That's all because he started this program and then has really kept the awareness up. And he does the Norm Stewart Classic every year in December. They just had that in early December. And, you know, we work with them and they do a portion of some of their fundraising comes to us as well. So, you know, he's really keeping it alive year after year. So.
And his diagnosis was 30 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
He's still alive and mm-hmm. able to, mm-hmm. to lead the charge.
That's right.
In so many ways, which speaks to mm-hmm. the benefit of early screening and fundraising and research.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, everything that's being developed is causing anyone who has to face a diagnosis to have more options. So I just think continuing to work towards that mission. I mean, we have, you know, one of our visions at the American Cancer Society is to end cancer as we know it for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's our vision, right? So we don't stop until that has happened. And that hasn't happened yet. So
no.
We haven't stopped. You know, we also have another really impactful tagline that we kind of use, but every time I see it, it really just hits home. Every cancer, every life, and everybody's important. And trying to get this terrible disease to not exist anymore.
It seems that we now hear that more of our friends and relatives are diagnosed, but it wasn't as prevalent 50 years ago. Is that the case, or is it just that it's...
From my understanding, it's just because people weren't getting screened and they
okay.
weren't catching it. So people were passing away earlier of things that now we can extend lives longer because of all this stuff.
But,
so,
but were they diagnosed with cancer, or was it... I just don't think that there was the number of diagnosed
yeah,
cases.
Yeah. I'm not really... 100% sure.
Okay.
You know, as far as the receiving a cancer diagnosis versus just it being looked at as something else, obviously technology is moving faster than even I can keep up sometimes. But yeah, I think we have seen an increase because people are armed with more information and they know to get screened. They know to get something tested. Talk to your doctor. Go get that biopsy. To make sure you know what something is.
I wondered if, to some degree if it had anything to do with more exposure, that our world is creating more of the issues that lead to a cancer diagnosis. Can't say that for sure, but yeah. Certainly. I guess the Coaches versus Cancer, you mentioned that it is varied in different parts of the country. What do they do in other areas?
Yeah, so I have some colleagues in Wisconsin. They host a gala. Our Illinois family does an event like that as well with their Division I school. And there's just all kinds of things. There's golf tournaments. There's breakfast. Again, we're really the area that we have such an amazing partnership with the high schools. Like, hands down, in St. Louis, surrounding areas, state of Missouri, we have such a good relationship. And I truly associate that back to Coach Stewart. Yeah, 100%. And just the visibility. We're proud that this was started by him in our area. We can claim Mizzou and Coach Stewart as being a founding person for this program. And, you know, so I'm working all year long with high school after high school who are hosting fundraising games for us outside of even our tournament. We call those Paint It games. They used to be called Paint It Pink. We've dropped the pink because we want folks hosting an event to be able to honor any loved one that might be fighting any type of cancer or honoring someone in memory of someone who fought lung cancer or breast cancer or, you know, lymphoma or something else. So we've kind of just referred to it now as Paint It games. But
ahead. It's just a one time. It's a game. One game. It's not a series or a tournament or anything.
Yeah. Okay. No. These are schools that either we have connections with, or sometimes they reach out to us and they say, "Hey, we want to host a game, and we want, or we already have a game, and we want to make the American Cancer Society the beneficiary of some fundraising that we're going to do that evening." So we connect with those coaches, the athletic directors. Sometimes we're talking to teachers because it's the teacher who is in charge of the student council, or DECA, and they're getting all of their kids involved, and they just do a phenomenal job. They do an amazing job. We have partnered with some schools for a very long time, and they, you know, they always share a story about why it's important. There's usually one administrator or someone who said, "We're going to do this." Uh-huh. And then it never gets old to hear the stories about why, because it just brings us all together about why we keep doing this.
And we have to keep doing this. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, I had a chance to take a look at your website, and I noticed that members of the Coaches Council are kind of interesting. I mean, there's someone from ESPN, the Atlanta Hawks, and UNLV. So it's not just the high school level, you know, that citywide group of high school or college athletes. It's actually extended to coaches at different levels.
Yeah, it really started at the Division I collegiate level. Mm-hmm. That was where it started. You know, televised games. There's Suits and Sneakers as a part of our Coaches vs. Cancer, which that's coming up as well. That's where, and I know sneakers are way more common with dress clothes now anyway, but we have coaches during their games will wear sneakers in honor of Coaches vs. Cancer and Suits and Sneakers Week. And it's just filtered down. Honestly, we're actually represented on that council as well. Warner Baxter, the previous CEO of Ameren.
Yeah.
Ameren is our presenting sponsor. We've cherished that relationship for a really long time. A ton of their employees are on our committee. They volunteer for us. He's on the national committee. One of our previous directors received the National Coaches vs. Cancer Award for his work with what we do here. So it's really an honor to be a part of the program in the St. Louis and Missouri area.
Well, it's a very interesting program, and we certainly appreciate the fact that you've taken your skill and your personal experience with cancer and athletics, combining it to help generate support for a very important and worthy cause. Lauren Bryant, thank you for joining us today, Senior Community Development Manager at the American Cancer Society. We thank you for your time and for the information.
Thank you.
To listen to more episodes about Talking Game, go to talkinggamestl.com. I'm your host, Bonita Cornute, and we'll talk with you soon.